You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Now, Oxidol washes clothes whiter than ever before. Yes, gives you the whitest wash in Oxidol history, because today there's a new Oxidol. New white Oxidol. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Pour some into your hand. See how white this new Oxidol is. Better still, see how white it washes your clothes. You'll see that new Oxidol whiteness in everything you wash. Shirts, sheets, pillowcases, all so much whiter. Such a brighter, cleaner white, you're bound to say.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
White is right. The whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. Even when wash day dawns gray and gloomy, even when you have to dry your clothes inside, you'll get the whitest Oxidol wash ever. And as long as you keep on using new white Oxidol, that wonderful new whiteness will stay in your wash for the life of your clothes. New white Oxidol is truly safe for washable colors, too. Your tub of colored things comes out looking crisp and bright. They fairly sparkle. So for a brighter, whiter wash every week, get new white Oxidol now. Your dealer has it. New white Oxidol, the greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, some weeks ago, Fay warned Ma. She said, let's not take Joseph's friendship with that glamorous Ann Morrison too lightly. Joe's sensitive. If the town ever starts teasing him about seeing Miss Morrison, watch out. Well, it kind of looks as though Fay was right, doesn't it? Because this evening, Joe got sore, very sore, at Peter Skillet, the clerk at the Rushville Center House. Joe socked Peter and knocked him into a glass showcase over at the restaurant across from the hotel. Well, it's a little after midnight now, and up on the third floor of the hotel at Ann Morrison's suite... Well, listen.
Alfred, is that you?
Yes, Ann.
Oh, what took you so long, darling? Oh, I am starved. And what delicacy did Mr. Christopopoulos whip up for our midnight snack tonight?
Well, the best he could do was ham and egg sandwiches.
Again?
Mm-hmm. He had some pot roast, but it looked rather leathery.
Well, if nothing else, I can always carry away the memory of Mr. Christopopoulos' midnight ham and egg sandwiches as a souvenir of Rushville Center. You bring some salt, darling.
Mm-hmm. There's some in a paper napkin.
Oh, yeah. Well, aren't you eating?
And before you plunge into your sandwich... Something's happened.
What? Well, what do you mean, Alfred? My, you're grave and austere. What is it?
I'm afraid our young friend Joseph has gone off the deep end tonight.
What? How did...
Well, the reports below are rather garbled. Evidently, it was quite a fracas.
Where? Well, what do you mean, Alfred? What sort of a fracas?
Across at the restaurant. I gather that Joseph dropped in there about 7. It must have been shortly after I finished having a drink with him. Mr. Skillet was there, too.
A clerk from downstairs.
Uh-huh. Having supper.
Oh, that old gossip.
Well, they had words, and Mr. Skillet wound up among the ruins of a glass showcase.
Oh, dear. Was anyone hurt?
Yes, Mr. Skillet. He's had several stitches taken in his face where the glass cut him. No one knows what's happened to Joseph. He's run off.
Oh, darn it. Darn. It was a mistake, Alfred. I knew it was a mistake, my not seeing Joseph today and talking to him.
Perhaps
my eye. What harm would it have done for me to see him and talk to him on the phone and tell him how much I enjoyed last night? And I did, too. It was fun, good fun. Oh, but no, I had to make a clean break and refuse to talk to him. All very, very dramatic, very noble and dramatic. You sometimes give me a very acute pain, my sweet. I can assure you, if I'd seen Joseph, he wouldn't have gone around tonight knocking people into glass showcases. He wouldn't even have known he was being evicted from that little cloud he was walking on last night. But, oh, no, I had to play Camille. Tell the hotel clerk downstairs, whenever the phone rings, tell him Annie doesn't live here anymore. You make me tired, Mr. Sinclair, sick and tired. Where Where is Joseph?
They don't know. Constable's looking for him. I seem to have been guilty of several errors in judgment. This evening, when I saw Joseph earlier, I told him of our plans for the coming year.
What plans?
Oh, our going abroad to Palestine, then the Argentine.
Oh, I see. I won't talk to him all day. And then you come along and tell him we're going traveling together. Well, no wonder he socked somebody. Did you also tell him we occupy the same compartment?
Shut up. Boyd come over here intent on seeing you. He obviously adores you. He wasn't going to be content with a handshake, some mild chit-chat. He wanted you, Ann, you. He wasn't interested in conversation. I told him we always traveled together as a team. He'd probably be gone for a year.
Oh, darling, it's a mess, isn't it?
Well.
Alfred, why don't we get out of here?
What?
I mean now, right away, tonight. We've got the car Bulbus rented. We could drive over, spend the night there, and get the train to New York tomorrow.
You mean run away once more?
Well, we're almost through with the assignment here.
You know better than that.
Well, I could fake the rest of the pictures we need, and you've got enough material to pad out and make the book. But before we get in any more involvements, darling.
Nope, not this time.
Oh, you mean because of Ma Perkins?
Well, because of Ma and Joseph, but strangely enough, more because of you and me. Naturally, I don't want Ma hurt. She's very important to me. And I don't think you want to see Joseph hurt any more than's absolutely necessary. But over and above them is us. For once, we're not going to run away from a situation of our own making. We're staying here till our assignment is done and Joseph is all right again.
Darling, don't forget, I'm an evil woman. A regular siren. What assurance have you I won't continue to lure Joseph to his doom?
None. No assurance at all. I'll just have to take that chance.
Well, it's rather high-handed of you, isn't it? Trying to prove a point at Joseph's expense. As long as I'm so evil.
I've never said you were evil. I couldn't have loved you all these years if you were evil. I think you're merely lost and deluded. And this is a wonderful chance for you to find yourself. For us to find ourselves.
You know, I love you very much, Mr. Sinclair.
I know. I love you.
Even though you do try to organize my life. Poor Joseph. I feel very sorry for him. There's no pain, is there, like the pain of being young?
I wish it weren't so late. I'd like to call Ma, see whether he's come in yet.
Alfred, you know something.
What?
I'll bet I know where he is.
You do? Joseph?
Yes. Remember that night he called for me? It was a steaming hot night.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me to walk down along the river. There's a place down there, a little knoll that overlooks the water. He said it was a favorite retreat of his. I'll bet you anything that's where he's gone. Oh, Alfred, let's go and find him.
What? Are you serious?
No. No, of course not. It would be a very cruel thing to do to him, wouldn't it? It just occurred to me, though, the poor boy's probably suffering so very much.
Ann Morrison's womanly intuition is quite accurate because down at the river's edge, on a high knoll, sits Joseph, idly pitching pebbles into the water, while through his mind streams a procession of things remembered. Things and words and moments of the past few days. He remembers Ann Morrison. He remembers dancing with her at the country club.
This is very nice, Joseph. Of course, the book says a gentleman holds a lady firmly around the waist. Firmly, Joseph. That's better. Much better. I like you, Joseph. I like you for what you are and what you could be. You're a rebel at heart. You've got a spark in your eyes. It doesn't show often, but when it does, it's very exciting. It's like sitting at the foot of a volcano and waiting for it to erupt.
Seated at the river's edge, Joseph also recalls Alfred Sinclair saying just a few hours ago.
Oh, yes. Miss Morrison and I always travel together. We're known as a team. She has the perfect knack for expressing in pictures what I put into words.
And then, intruding like an ugly, ugly discord into Joseph's reveries, is another voice. The voice of Peter Skillet. Peter Skillet, representing the town.
Yeah, some dish that, Miss Morrison. Sure wish I could get as close to her as Joey did the other night. Have some of her lipstick rub off onto me.
Those dirty, dirty... Anne.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Your very next wash day, see your clothes wash that new Oxidol white. Whiter than ever before with new white Oxidol. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Yes, amazing new white Oxidol gives you the whitest wash in Oxidol history. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Even when you have to dry your clothes inside, you'll get the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever seen. And that wonderful new whiteness stays in your wash for the life of your clothes, as long as you use new white Oxidol. You'll see your washable colors come out brighter, too. Everything from work shirts and overalls to your pretty prints and blouses. New white Oxidol is truly safe for washable colors, so see for yourself next wash day. Be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol, the greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Well, Joseph sits alone at the river's bank. And back in town, Peter Skillet needs to have stitches taken in his face. Nick Christopoulos over at the restaurant laments the low case. And Ma sits at home, also alone, waiting. Waiting for Joseph to return and tell her his story of what happened tonight. The story we'll hear tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
White. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.